SBS Radio.
Our guest is Glenda Pastor, Indigenous business owner, and we'll be talking about how she has managed to invigorate, build and maintain her business in 2020, arguably the most challenging year in history for business owners. Glenda Pastor is the owner of Mount Isa-based Phoenix Security. Besides being one of a few Indigenous people involved in the sector, Glenda Pastor is also one of a few female executives in a male-dominated security industry. We began our conversation by discussing the range of services offered by Phoenix Security and how Glenda Pastor has adapted to the current challenging circumstances, losing business in some areas, then seeking opportunities in other areas.
Yeah. We do alarm responses, static guards, cash in transit, drug and alcohol. We're also the only security company I know of that have actually passed a test that actually allows us to sit on explosives overnight that don't go off. You have to have like a 10-year history check to be able to do that, to sit on explosions that don't go off. We do that everywhere from Cloncurry to Mount Isa. We get a call and we head off and we sit on whatever part of the explosion that doesn't go off. It's exciting.
It's exciting. And at the same time, when you talk about explosions, it requires really very specialist training. Not everyone can just go. Yes. You said it takes 10 years worth of experience to be able to carry out this kind of work. And,
there's very few that would pass the criminal history checks and that sort of stuff. So we're very proud of our officers that do that. At least 50% of our officers are able to do that work when it comes up.
As an Indigenous business, is your workforce predominantly Indigenous, all Indigenous?
Predominantly Indigenous. We have one female which is non-Indigenous. She grew up basically around Indigenous people, so she's sort of really just one of the mob now, if she's not seen any different to anyone else. Yeah, no, it's really, really good. And I love my staff. They're brilliant.
And all trying to do this specialized and actually dangerous work, dealing with explosives and things like that. It's not for the faint-hearted. You have to be really, if the explosive goes off, you're gone with it.
they're trained to foresee any problems. If there's lightning and all that sort of stuff, the site gets just shut down and they view it from a distance, a safe distance and that sort of stuff. So it's only one component of what actually makes an explosion.
Yeah.
So we keep basically them separate and we sit on one so that nobody can interfere with it and trigger an explosion. So yeah.
Have you ever had an incident where there has been an explosion and your staff have had to intervene? No.
It's all been really, really good. Worked with the client really well. There was once when there was an extreme lightning storm, and we just followed procedures and moved to a safe distance, but nothing actually went off because, as I say, the two are kept very separate. So we're there to prevent anyone connecting the two sorts of products together to make an explosion. So, yes.
And how have you adapted to the theme of Indigenous Business Month, which is invigorate, build and maintain?
Well, basically doing the drug and alcohol testing is another avenue that we can get out to the public with and to commercial areas. And it would open up other avenues, like we also do night patrols. So they may need night patrols for their company, so I could offer that to them as well.
Yeah.
And static guards, if something happens, if they've had a broken window or a broken enter or something like that, we can offer that as well.
Yeah.
So it's an all-round package that I can offer to clients going forward, really.
Has there been any incidents of COVID in your area, not necessarily in your business, but in the area, in the community there? How is the situation up in Mount Isa?
No, we're very lucky in Mount Isa. We haven't had any cases of COVID-19. We are very vigilant. All my staff have masks. They've just done another completion of their COVID-19 training on Saturday, an updated one. So we're very much into prevention.
Yeah.
So we've been very lucky, but vigilant.
Yeah. And you've adapted to the situation, revamped some sectors. Which areas of your business have seen some form of decline or the toughest decline?
It's the venues that basically have been the hardest hit for us. Basically, we don't work pubs and clubs, but we do rodeos, shows, small little events, outlining little places that are, have to have the security staff if they're selling alcohol at their event, races, all that sort of stuff. That's just coming back as of the first week in September.
Yeah.
Very, very minimal. So, again, it would have to be one third of my staff that can go to these events now, whereas we used to have, you know, five or six staff to go to an event. It's now down to two. It's slowly coming back, but we're using the time for drug and alcohol testing and other avenues that we can supplement that income that would have been coming in.
Yeah. Post-COVID, how do you see business evolving? How do you see your industry evolving or post-COVID?
Post-COVID's going to be very, very interesting. I hope that a lot of the little, county fairs and those sorts of things do come back to work.
Yeah.
To be able to service their communities, and that we can be right there alongside of them to help build their businesses back up, and to keep them safe and secure while they're doing it.
Finally, before we wrap up, is there something I haven't covered in my questions that you would like to add to the conversation?
I think we all need to work together to get through this, and that, you know, family is very important, friends are very important, and your health is important, because without your health, you can't help your friends and family and that sort of stuff. So taking care of yourself is number one, really, because you're no good to anyone if you're not well enough.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.